More fireworks exploded over the waterfront, and another clock began clanging. This time, Jack counted only 11 bongs. He shook his head. "This is crazy," he muttered. Jack looked around at the crowd. "Can anyone tell us the real time?" he yelled. "Is it midnight yet? Can anyone tell us?" No one answered, not even one man, much less two. Everyone was oohing and aahing over the dazzling fireworks. Another clock began to sound. This one was much louder than the first two. "Bong! This is hopeless," said Jack. "Bong! We'll never know the right time," he said. "Bong! Jack, look over there," said Annie. "Bong! We'll never find the two men with the tower," said Jack. "Bong! Jack, look," said Annie. "Bong! All of Venice is about to drown in a flood," said Jack. "Bong! And everyone's just cheering for fireworks," said Jack. "Bong! Jack, look," said Annie. She pointed toward the clock tower in St. Mark's Square. "Bong!" Jack saw a huge bell on top of the tower. Two bronze statues were holding a club and striking the bell. "Bong!" The statues were of two men. "Bong!"
"At midnight, two men will tell you the time," said Annie.
"Bong!" The two men struck the bell for the 12th time and then stopped.
"Come on," cried Jack. "We have to climb that tower."
More fireworks thundered over the canal as Jack and Annie pushed their way back through the crowd. They ran into St. Mark's Square and splashed their way to the tall tower with the two men on top. They ran to the arched entrance of the tower and stepped inside. The air was damp and musty.
"Stairs," said Jack.
He ran to a dark winding stairway and started up. Annie followed. They climbed and climbed until they reached the top of the tower. Jack was breathing hard as he pushed open a heavy door that led out onto the bell terrace. The two statues were frozen on either side of the bronze bell. As soon as Jack and Annie stepped onto the terrace, the wind blew their hats off their heads. The air was filled with cracking and hissing sounds as more fireworks burst through the sky. Everyone on the waterfront was clapping and cheering.
"What's the next thing Merlin tells us to do to find Neptune?" Annie shouted.
Jack pulled out Merlin's letter. Holding onto it tightly as it flapped in the wind, he read aloud.
"The king of the jungle will carry you there, not over land, but high in the air."
"The king of the jungle is a lion," said Annie. "So it sounds like we need to find a flying lion."
"Right," said Jack, "but where?"
"How about that one?" said Annie.
She was pointing over the terrace railing. Jack looked down. Standing on the wide ledge below was the stone statue of a lion. Growing out of the lion's back were two powerful-looking carved wings.
"But that's just a statue," cried Jack. "How can a statue take us anywhere?"
Annie grinned.
"I think it's time to use a little more magic," she said.